You are listening to مركز الصحابة. The voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that we present to you this report back of last week's activities. We have entitled it Trip to Nigel. And Alhamdulillah, last week Monday, as every day Monday to Saturday, we have our early morning program. Allah Jalla Wala accept it. Make it a means of hidayat for humanity. So many non-Muslims are listening. And you know our times have changed now. That 4:05 is Adhan and 4:15 we start, because now Salat is getting earlier, Alhamdulillah. So that went very well. Our tafsir also, Alhamdulillah, we concluded that Surah Sabah, and today we started Surah Fatir, chapter number 35. So it shows that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make it such that we Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim must not be just to finish the Quran Sharif, that is great without a shadow of doubt, but to complete our life in the khidmat of the Quran Sharif, in the khidmah, in the service of the Sunnah Mubarakah, and serving Dinul Islam till our last breath on this earth. That should be our aim, objective, and solely only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah states, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, you proclaim it, announce it, pronounce it, but say, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Similarly, the Q&A program also improving, increasing, Alhamdulillah. And then Tuesday, the bliss of marriage. Wednesday, bliss of marriage also, Alhamdulillah. And then, mashallah, on Wednesday, we completed Surah Sabah. In the evening, I went there to Darul Zakaria. And Hazrat Mufti Sahib was so happy, you know. I can exactly make out when he's in a good mood and when he's worried or something. So we are his first students in 1974 in Karachi. So Alhamdulillah. So we had mutual discussion, drinking tea, and I told him what's happening in the world and so forth and so on. And then we went for Maghrib Salat, and then he taught the Muslim Sharif. And thereafter, another half an hour as well. And mashallah, all the masail, maslas I want to ask. So we asked him, this time I made a list of many queries I wanted to ask him. Because tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be leaving for Durban. Inshallah, inshallah, al-Aziz. So regarding Sirat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and many other issues. So always we must ask our honorable ustaz and teachers, our seniors. And in that way, we will go further. Al-Baraka ma'a akabirikum. The hadith is authentic in Ibn Hibban. Remember that. That Baraka is always when you love and you take advices of your elders. The seniors, they have the knowledge, they have the experience. And we, the juniors, must always go and sit in their company, sit at their feet. And in that way, inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will accept us as well. I came back exactly 9 o'clock because I know I heard the news, then supper and all that. Thursday, mashallah, was a busy day for me. That what happened was in the morning my students came and I taught them for about 1.5-2 hours. And thereafter, mashallah, that day went away. Then I had to go to barber. Thursday is our barber day. Then, mashallah, we go and get all groomed up for Friday. So groomed up meaning the little bit hair and all that we got there on the head, so it gets removed. So anyway, in that way, and then at night, mashallah, Maghrib time, Isha time, when I went to the masjid, so then, or was it Maghrib time? So I can't remember also. So now it was Isha time. So anyway, Isha time, so I see the masjid was more full than normal. So they told me this one brother, Indian brother, wants to embrace Islam. So, and the Jamaat brothers were there as well. So they said, just give us a Jamaat program and make this brother Muslim and everything. So all in one. So Alhamdulillah, we explained to everybody the wealth of Iman and of Islam is the greatest gift which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala blesses us with. Therefore, Almighty Allah states, yes, it was after Isha Thursday night, Inna Deena Indallah Islam, that the only deen and religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Islam. Any other faith, how fancy it might be, Wa may yabtaghi ghayra al-Islami deena, falay yuqbal amin. So whoever seeks and searches for any religion besides Islam, never will it be accepted, and the person will be in Jahannam and the hellfire forever. So various verses, one easy verse to remember, Surah 33, chapter 33, verses 64 and verse 65. So Alhamdulillah, we explained to the brother what are the articles of faith. We asked him if he's got any questions. What name does he like? He said he already chose the name Zaidan. So I said, MashaAllah, do you know the meaning of Zaidan? Zaidan means a double increase. Increase in our Iman, increase in our Islam, increase our Ikhlas, our sincerity. Increase in everything that is double, MashaAllah. Zaidan, not Zidan, Zaidan. That is Zaydan. So anyway, then we made him Muslim, we made him read the Kalima, everything, we made dua, everybody went to meet him. He was elated and delighted, mashallah, he had received such a warm reception from our brothers and so forth. And that is the greatest gift. And I reminded us, our brothers and myself, those of us who are born Muslims and in a Muslim home, alhamdulillah, oh, we embrace Islam 5, 10, 20, 50 years ago. Always read chapter 3, surah 3, verse number 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, O beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you give us guidance. Wa hab lana min ladunka rahma, O Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy. Innaka antal wahhab, you are the best of givers, ya Allah. Then always read surah 12, surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, then let us die with Iman and Islam and unite us with the devout and pious servants of yours. So these du'as must continue as long as we are alive. Friday, Jumu'ah, mashallah, remember that now Rabiul Awwal has started. People want lectures here and there. So mashallah, then we went to Nigel. We left about 9:30. I told them 10:30 I will be there. So 10:35 I pulled in, and Ayub Suleiman, Babu Suleiman, our close family and his wife, mashallah, children, Nabil is a Hafiz, Suhail was there, Amir also was there, mashallah, 3 sons. Allah Jalla Wala give them all pious children and so forth. Some are married, some not married. Allah Ta'ala give them good spouses. So thereafter, freshen up everything, mashallah, 2 beautiful houses there. After many years I'm going to Nigel. 1976, I went to study in 1974 in Karachi. Heaves I completed in 70. By my honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, he came to Heidelberg in 68. And I, with the help and mercy of Allah, Hada min Faldi Rabbi, was the first person to complete there by him in Heidelberg. Allah Jalla Wala reward our Asatiza. Wednesday, inshallah, we'll go visit our honorable Ustad day in Durban. Always we must visit our teachers. Nevertheless, so this was now in 76 weeks. I came for my first holiday back to South Africa. Parents wanted come, so I came. And then, lo and behold, Nigel didn't have a masjid. And they had a small room and so forth. And then they had no hafiz. So I used to travel every day. My brothers, both of them passed away. Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. Ahmad Rashid Hussein, Abdul Ghaffar Hussein. Every day one of them would take me there, mashallah, to Nigel, and used to perform Taraweeh there, and there was a Mawlana Mayyad there. So mashallah, Mawlana Mayyad would make 8 rakats, I would make 12, sometimes he would make 10, I would make 10. Sometimes he would tell me he's not ready, I must make all 20. So Allah's help is to make all 20, so all that used to happen, Allah Ta'ala reward Mawlana Mayyad, he did good work there. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy for him also. Nevertheless, so that was my first interaction with the people of Nigel, and we had some family that time, right? Our Babu and their father, Uncle Ali and all of them, Allah Ta'ala give his parents also Jannatul Firdaus. So 11, 5 past 11 now, the Adhan goes early day in Makkah, and mashallah, Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aykili, that he, our brother, you know, Nabil, he's so fascinated by Sheikh Mahir, he kept his son's name, one Uwais and one Mahir, after the Imam of the Haram. So I asked him, why you kept Mahir? He said, because of Sheikh. I said, okay. So Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aykili, mashallah, he delivered the lecture on the sitr, that Allah, how he covers and conceals our sin and vices. And you must remember the incident of Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayas, the sage of the age. He was the wali of his time, and he used to cry when the people ask him, why are you crying? He say, I'm reading this verse, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. What has deceived you regarding your creator, your sustainer, nourisher, who is so generous and so honorable, Allah Allah Jalalu. He would say, addressing Allah, that gharrani sitruk, Ya Allah, I'm getting deceived. Because you're making so much sattari, so much you're covering, concealing. I admit I'm guilty as charged. No mitigating circumstances. People think I'm good, but you know all my vices, all my sins and shortcomings. And that is how we used to speak to Allah. That you call sattari. When you make dua, say, Ya sattar, Allahumma astur awrati wa amin rawati. Ya Allah, you are sattar, cover all our vices and sins. Cover our shame and cover our clothing, cover our body with clothing, our private everything. Never humiliate and disgrace us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we live in fear. You grant us safety and security. Individually, Allahumma astur awrati wa amin rawati. Plural, collectively, Allahumma mastur awratina wa amin ru'atina. Simple dua, authentic dua of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn it, teach it to your children, grandchildren and students. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmed, you will find. And mashallah, after that was salat and dua and everything, the translation. So at 12:15 or so we left, and I went to the Masjid Khalid bin Walid. So we need to tell you about this masjid. There is a Maulana there, Maulana Bodiat, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward him, he's there for about 37 years or so. This masjid is 33 years old, 1987, it came into existence. One day, Maulana Abdul Razak, Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak is his name, from Ladysmith, he passed away many, many years ago. When I was in Newcastle, he used to visit us occasionally. Allah grant him, grant our principal, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema, all of them, Jannatul Firdaus. When he visited Nigel, the Kasuji family, Mona Ibrahim Kasuji, Mona Hussein Kasuji, and Qari Sahib, he passed away, Qari Mahmud Kasuji. So all of them, he asked, what is the name of this masjid? They say, no name. We gave the name Masjid Khalid bin Walid, mashallah. So that is what we must do. Name our masajid after Anbiya alayhi salam. Name our masajid and mosque after the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, after the Awliyaullah. So that is what we need to do. Everybody must know our masjid belongs to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and not the Kufar, Shias, and Qadianis, and Ahmadis, and Agha-Khanis, and all these shaitans and Kufar. So always present our identity and make it clear that who we are associating ourselves with. So mashallah, I must take you back, and I mention all this to Maulana Ibrahim Kasuji, Rashid Bhai Kasuji. They are all our seniors and our muhsineen. They did so many favors for all of us in life. And remember the whole entire Kasuji family, their beloved father. Our Hazraji Maulana Masihullah Khan Sab, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So he was our sheikh, you must remember. 1982, first of Ramadan, so mashallah, we kept fast, everything. Second Ramadan, I was reading Quran, this is 1982. I was reading Quran, but from Taraweeh that night with my ustad. So anyway, second now, I'm reading to my beloved mother, and my sister was there, elder sister, and she shouted, "Daddy fell down, daddy." I went, but my father was on the floor, and I picked him up, put him on the bed, and I phoned Dr. Punchbhai. I said, "Doc, this emergency, I'm coming to fetch you, please be ready." He was waiting for me. He was in Heidelberg that time, he's in Springs now. And anyway, then father passed away in our hands and so forth. My brother Ahmad Rashid was in Makkah. From Makkah, he made it in time for the janazah. That's a karamat, you know. Long story. Anyway, cut long story short. So after all that, now my mother, she's telling me, "You can't stay in Newcastle. I just started work there January 81. It's too far. You must come back," and so forth. So now, made to bilkul kashmakesh tha, that's the Urdu word. I was in real turmoil, you know. What decision to make? I'm so happy in Newcastle. In that, the Kasuji family, Allah reward them, they invited Hazraji, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib. And I used to go daily, mashallah, 9 miles, just 15 kilos, 14 kilos to Nigel. You know, the madrasa was closed. For the majlis of Hazrat Sheikh, of our Hazrat Ji, used to call me Lamba Kurta Wala. I was the odd man out, because I shouldn't wear the 5 pala topi. You know, till now I don't wear that. And I don't wear short kurta, I wear long kurta. So Hazrat Ji gave me name in Jalalabad, Lamba Kurta Wala, in 77, when I was there for the whole 5 weeks of Ramadan. So like that, Azaji knew me a little bit. So the one day he saw that this man is half finished now. So he asked me, "Kya hai? What's wrong?" So I told him, you know, looking down, I said, "Hazrat, I have to speak to you in private." He took everybody out, everybody, even the Kasujis, everybody. With Allah's fazal, Allah's grace, I'm alone. So he asked, "What's wrong?" I said, "Hazrat, Walid Majid Sahib ka intikal ho gaya, my father passed away now in Ramadan. Allah give Jannatul Firdaus." He made a lot of dua. I said, "It's time for decision for me. My mother is insisting I must come back." So he asked me which kitabs I'm teaching. I explained to him. I told him I'm teaching Bulughul Maram. So he said, "Wo kitab kyu parate? Why are you teaching that? It's a famous hadith kitab." So I told him, "We have majority students from Cape Town, the Shafi'is," and said, "Bodacha, bodacha." Then I told him, "Hazrat, whatever faisla you make, I accept it, finish." He made some amal, Hazratji. He looked down and he read something, then he looked up and he said, "You just keep on staying there. You don't move from there. Stay in Newcastle." So barjasta, in Urdu we say barjasta, spontaneously I said, "Meri walida muhtarama, what about her?" So he said, "Allah will put in your mother's heart and mine, she'll come stay by you." And that's what happens. You see, I told you just now, consulting your elders, and then we stayed in Newcastle 20 years with the help and mercy of Allah. So this is mashallah, when now we go by Hazrat, our Mufti Rizal Haq Sahib Hafizullah, any major decision I have to consult him, and I say, "Hazrat, whatever you say, finish, no who, what, but," and all that. So we accept finish and clear. So you must remember, that is how you will progress in life. So after Jummah and all that, we sat there, our Rashid Bhai Kasuji, Mohana Ibrahim Kasuji, and myself. So, and I related this whole story to them. I said, "You're not aware. Today I want to share it with you." So anyway, I spoke about who is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Miladun Nabi, Hukukun Nabi, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salam, the rights Nabi alayhi salam has over us, and then the khutbah, salat, dua, all that. So mashallah, we, many people came to meet and so forth. I don't know after how many years I went to Nigel, maybe 2-3 years, you know. Thereafter, wonderful lunch, you know, our Maimon lunch, Akni lunch. I love acne, you know. So you must remember that proper Maimon acne. So our sister Saadia, she made wonderful acne. Allah Ta'ala reward her. So mashallah, and we really enjoyed the meals and everything. Allah Ta'ala reward them. And then I spent time there speaking to the children and all that, encouraging them. Nabil is Hafiz, they also must become Hafiz and so forth and so on. So that is what we should try and do. Always encourage our youth, mashallah, that become Hafiz, and then slowly, slowly you can go to other fields as well. Then we left for Heidelberg. I arrived there about 3:45, met my nephew, Sajid Muhammad. I told Muhammad, first thing I have to go is graveyard, drop my wife there by my brother's place, you know, Marhum brother's place. And then we went to the graveyard, my father, mother, you know why? Friday. Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadima yawm al-jumu'ah. When you visit the grave of your parents on a Friday, both of them or one of them on the Friday, ghufira lahu, you are forgiven, wa kutiba bara. You consider that the pious son of your parents, hadith in Bayhaqi and in Mishkat Sharif. So that's why I went to Nigel, then Heidelberg, and mashallah, my two brothers, my brother-in-law, and all the others, we made dua for everybody. Thereafter, meeting the family and so forth and so on, I was so tired, so I told them, let me sleep, you know. So I just slept maybe for 5 minutes, I think, and then it was Asr time. So after that, after Asr, we read Asr there in the masjid in the township, and then we left. I want to be here back home by Maghrib time. So Alhamdulillah, before Maghrib, we were here, and it was a very fruitful trip to go to Nigel, go to Balfour, go to Heidelberg, and Balfour we went about a month ago. So, and the graveyard, everything, Allah Ta'ala always keep the muhabbat in the family. Those of you who don't have that family relationship, always read Ya Wadood, Ya Wadood, Ya Wadood, and the children get so happy, grandchildren and whoever, it's like my grandchildren, you know. So anyway, you must remember, because they know I'll always crack one nice joke for them and so forth and so on. So anyway, that was now Friday. Then Saturday, mashallah, the Jamaat was here. My brother-in-law and then married to my sister there in Durban, Ayub Kareem, and then 10, 11 of them came for Jamaat. They left Durban and then Northern Natal and, you know, Newcastle and Dundee and all that. Then, yeah, Johannesburg and all. Then they landed up in Lens. So today, this morning, they left. So anyway, so they were here in Rainbow Masjid. So then they said they want to meet me and so forth. So I said, fine. So best thing, you'll come Sunday to the Majlis, and that is Mufti, Hazrat Mufti Sahib's Majlis, and after that, you'll come here to the studio and I'll show you and our madrasa and everything. So they were very happy, but Ayub came here Saturday, mashallah, so we showed him everything, and he saw it many times. So mashallah, so that was good. And Saturday I was preparing a lot of things, you know, for my trip and so forth and so on. And then Sunday, mashallah, just here, the Bhatia Masjid, they call it, Haji Abu Bhatia, so Masjidul Fat. So 6 o'clock, 6:03, we started. I was there early with Allah's help. And then Hazrat Mufti Sahib came 6 o'clock. He read the 2 rakat Tahiyatul Masjid, and thereafter the Qirat by our Qari Muhsin, mashallah. Hazrat said, I must speak. My topic was Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salam, and the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereafter Maulana, this thing spoke, you know, Maulana. So Maulana Burhan Mia, he spoke, Maulana Burhan, he spoke, mashallah, about very similar what I spoke about. Mine was Urdu English. Hazrat said I must speak Urdu English because some people don't understand Urdu. His was English, obviously. And then Qari Hasib from Japan, Umair's brother. So mashallah, when we went there, that he was taking us everywhere around, the elder brother. So inshallah, Qari Hasib, beautiful recitation. And thereafter Qari Rashid Dabelia spoke, mashallah. He's also teaching in Darul Zakariya on tawakkul, on the trust we must have on Allah and reliance. And then after that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke. So very similar lines also, then zikr and dua. And then, oh, the amount of people were there. I was surprised. And, you know, I told Hazrat a joke when we were eating. I said, Hazrat, khane ka wak zyada log aate, but nisbat majlis ke. So more people come for the meals compared to the majlis. I said, wo nikah mein bhi is tarah hota hai, that people are invited for the nikah. Some make it, some don't make it, but for the meals they're there, so you must remember that. So you had a good laugh and we discussed some 2-3 issues and so forth, so it was very, very good. Then I told him I'm going to Durban and I won't see him this week Wednesday, so he made a lot of dua and I told him inshallah we'll be back for the next majlis, Allah Ta'ala accept it. And thereafter the 10 brothers, 9 brothers came, mashallah, they were so fascinated to see the station and the radio studio and us and that, asking questions and so forth. And then we showed them our small madrasa, you know, that our madrasa half the time is closed and half the time open. So that also is Allah's mercy. These elderly people come, businessmen, all of them, and we know they got so much shock, you know, to learn. I'm also surprised. So I said, no, as long as I'm here, you'll come, I'll teach you, you understand? Everything free, we don't charge, alhamdulillah. So Adam and Fadli Rabbi, the grace and mercy. In the afternoon, Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, mashallah. So very, very good weekend. Allah Ta'ala accept it. Allah make our safar to Durban easy. And inshallah, Tuesday night, we will be there in Stenger after Maghrib. Wednesday night in Avondale, inshallah. That is there by our capital, Musalla. And that is in Morningside, whatever they call it, Avondale. And thereafter, Thursday will be Mirbank. And that is Masjid Tazkiyah Refinery Masjid. Friday, Jummah Sufi Masjid, Glennon Road, Hafiz Uwais is the Imam. And Friday night day in Port Shepston, Haji Musa Manjra, our host there, mashallah. My student, Mona Idris, Mona Imran Kamisa is the Imam there, mashallah. So in Albert's World, so that's our program, make dua. 2:30 to 3, our Sheikh Zakaria. 3 to 3:35, this morning's Q&A. 3:30, 3:40 or so, Sheikh Brother Amin Templeton till 5:30, business news and views. 5:30 to 7, inshallah, Mona Khalid. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir, inshallah. Surah Fatir, verses 1 to 5, 7:30 to 8, Mawlana Yunus Patel, 8 to 10, inshallah, Aziz Q&A live with Mawlana Arafat, 10 to 11, Brother Sheikh Anwar Awlaki with the Seerah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.